You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, welcome back to Help! I Suck at Dating. Haylen, Dean, myself here. We have a very special guest, a close friend of all three of us here on the podcast. She currently lives in Los Angeles, California, with another friend of ours, and they sleep in the same bed. It's kind of weird, but I get it because they're engaged. It is Natalie Joy, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Natalie. How are you?
Hello, what an intro.
I try. Sometimes yeah. I try. So you are obviously recording at your house right now. I can tell by that gold wall. What did you think about that gold wall when you first saw it? Were you intimidated by it? Did you like it? Were you like, we need to change this whole thing, or did you love it?
You know, with the that the previous owner had, it was intimidating and a lot. But I feel like since I've come in, and when Nick first moved in, it was very bachelor patty. So like then once I came in, I really homed it up.
Yep.
And now I feel like it's the vibe. He thinks it's for the Packers. So like, I don't know.
I see the green plant next to it as well. Yeah. So I get it. Green and gold. That's nice.
Yeah. And we have a green chair too. So he's really pushing for it.
All right. I get it. So how are you? Obviously, everybody knows that you are currently engaged to Nick Vial. Dear friend of ours, is it still weird to say engaged? Like, do you still call Nick your boyfriend, or have you progressed to like, okay, no, I know he's my fiance.
I've progressed, but it took me a minute. I would be like, oh, me and my fiance, Nick. And then we'd call each other and it was really disgusting, like gross. And we'd be like, hey, fiance. So we got past that. Dean, did you do that with Kayla?
Sure don't. I just say, nope, just call her my girlfriend until further notice.
Dean calls Kaylin and is like, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Exactly.
No, we talked about this actually occasionally because it is weird to say fiance. It just feels like a bit pretentious. I don't know what it is about it. But I guess as long as you own it and you're just like, yeah, she's my fiance. But like, it's just, you know, until further notice.
It just invites a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Like, when's the wedding? When'd you get engaged? And just a lot of questions that you're like, no, I'm just addressing the person in my life.
Right. Like boyfriend, you don't get that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's so true.
But you're my girlfriend until September. So sorry. Suck it. Suck it, sucker. Natalie, are you going to be Natalie Vial?
I will be. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. You know, we cannot change Nick's last name to his mother's maiden, like some friends of ours. So
yeah.
Which why I not, wish. His mother's maiden is Parker. So Nick and Natalie Parker is like a strong name.
I love that.
Why not Nick Joy? Nick Joy sounds pretty nice.
You know, I don't think he would go for that. Honestly, do you think he would?
Yeah, come on. He's a progressive women's rights activist. I feel like he would be interested in, you know, taking his wife's last name.
No, you're so right. I need to actually bring that back.
It might make great content So like he could be down for it.
It's true.
If you take a content approach with him, he'll definitely consider it a lot harder.
He's in, baby.
He's in.
Yeah.
Run that by him. I'll let you know.
Natalie, so I haven't talked to you guys actually in a while since the engagement. I saw the post on Instagram. It looked lovely. Can you guys walk us through? And I know Jared was there, but could you walk us through the whole night from your perspective? Because I'm sure for you, it must have been a whirlwind. Yeah.
It was nuts. He was building out his studio the same time that he was planning this engagement. I found out. So he was gone a lot. He was at the studio a lot. And was constantly on the phone, stepping out to take calls and doing all of this stuff that I assumed was to do with the studio. And then like a week before, he sent me a flyer that I now know his publicist made on Canva for a Tom Hanks movie premiere and was like, she thinks we should go to this. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And he was like, you should probably get like hair and makeup. And I'm like, okay, like interesting. You never told me to do that. So perfect.
I was about to say, I bet he's never said that to you.
Never in his life. He's honestly, he does the opposite. He's like, movie premieres, do not waste your money. Don't. But he's like, I'll pay for it. I'll do it. I'm like, okay. We're Tom Hanks. But he's like, no, we're going to meet Tom Hanks. Like, we need to do it. I'm like, okay. And so I get hair and makeup. The makeup artist that I was actually going to use called me maybe 30 minutes before she was supposed to be here. And she was like, I have food poisoning. I've been throwing up nonstop. Like, I can't come. It's like, okay, please tell me you have someone else you can send because I am literally about to walk out the door. And so she thankfully sent me someone else. We met up with Victoria and Greg at a restaurant in Venice and had dinner with them. They apparently were also going to the same movie premiere. Mm-hmm. And we get there. Actually, it's so funny because I brought this up to Nick. I was like, we're in the car on the way to Venice. And it's like a 45-minute drive from where we live. And the entire time, he does not look at his phone. Not once. And I'm like, this is so
unlike him.
So unlike him. I'm like, this is so weird. Why has he not checked his phone? Later on, I find out, obviously, his phone is blowing up with people coming to the house or like asking questions, setting up or whatever. But so then we pull up to this random warehouse in Venice. It's like an art gallery. There's a line of people. There's a woman with like a clipboard. She's like, hi, I'm going to be checking everyone in, like checking your IDs. And then everyone goes in one by one. It's an immersive experience. Like, so everyone goes in before me. There's a girl behind. He's got these extras there that are acting like they're all going to the same event.
Oh my God.
And they're like, oh, are you so excited to meet Tom Hanks? Like very much playing into it. And then she goes, no purses are allowed in there. Cause I was holding my bag. I was like, okay, well, where is it going to go? And the extra was like, oh, she told me that too. So they were really playing into it. She took my purse. She's like, all right, it's your turn. I walk in and see all the handles and the TV, and he's talking to me, and it's pretty crazy.
That's such a small detail that's quite genius. The fact, right. I would never have thought about you holding your purse when you walked in.
I know.
You would have had to, it would have kind of broken up the moment because you would have had to hand it to somebody or put it down or hold it while he was, you know, putting the ring on your finger. Wow, right. Very thought out. You know, it's, so did Nick know about the makeup artist? Because I feel like he would have freaked the hell out if he found out, like, the makeup artist canceled the 30 minutes before he was supposed to
propose. I think I texted his publicist first, who she was, like, obviously knew everything that was happening. So I texted her, and she was like, oh my gosh, okay, like, we're finding someone. I'm messaging everyone that I know. Like, she was definitely freaking out, too. So I don't think, I told him afterwards, and he was like, oh, that's pretty crazy.
Well, so from what we saw on Instagram, so you walk in and there's the video and then Nick comes down the stairs. And then after that, you guys then go to a separate room, I guess, right? Or how did that all work?
No, so I walk in, saw all the candles. The screen is him talking to me. It's like a 5-minute video probably. And then at the end of it, he's like, now if you'll just look up, and he comes down the stairs of this loft and he proposes, and then obviously we had a videographer and camera there who were two of our good friends, and we just stayed in that room and they took a bunch of pictures and kept videoing it and whatnot. And then we got in the car and went back to our house and posted on social media. We had to get the post up before. So Sarah, the photographer, is like editing the photos on the way from Venice to our house. And as soon as we walk in, we hit post and then walk into the house, and all of our, you know, family and friends there screaming. And
nice.
You know. Do you remember what Nick said? Did he say anything? I know he had the video, but did he say anything to you in person or when he got down on one knee?
He said, "Hey, baby." And I said, "Hi." He said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Okay." And he got down on one knee and said, "Wait a minute."
Aww.
Or he said, "Will you spend the rest of your life with me?" And I said, "Yes." And then he was like, "Okay, wait, I have to ask you, you'll marry me now." So it was cute.
That is really cute. Yeah. Are you wearing the ring? Can you hold it up to the camera for us?
Ooh.
Oh, I got to click. Oh, very pretty.
Beautiful.
Very pretty. Well done,
Nick. You did great.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you started wedding planning? Have you jumped into it? Or are you like taking your time?
We have started like the talking about it. We've started figuring out a guest list and if we want big or small. We've talked about kind of where, and we think we might have our where figured out. But we don't know
where, as in like you picked out a venue or you just know kind of the city and place you're going to get married.
I mean, it's still in the works, but I think we're going to do like my family's farmhouse, and just kind of like bring it back to the South, and we can have as many people as we want there and kind of do whatever we want. So
I love that. I was going to ask if it was going to be big because you're from the South and I feel like Southern girls like big weddings.
No. But also we just have massive families. Like he's one of 11. I'm one of 7. Like it's going to be hard to have a small wedding, but I think we might try for under 100 for sure.
So do you feel like you're at a disadvantage in the relationship right now because Nick's been engaged so many times and this is your first time?
Well, I feel like this is the first time he said out of all the times he's been engaged that he's ever talked about a wedding. So I
nice.
Do feel
that, yeah. That was my follow-up question. I bet you he's further along with this engagement than he ever has in the past. That's very good. That's a very good sign. We're happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And I was just messing with you. I think he probably would make that same joke very often. But it's great that he pulled out all the stops for the proposal, because next time I propose to someone, I'm definitely going to half-ass it.
As you should, you know? For sure.
Dude, yeah. Michael. I tuned out for a second and I came back in.
Why did that take you so long to catch me on that? All I know is next time I propose to someone, it's going to be just...
Shut your mouth.
Super simple.
I get it, for sure.
So last week we had Serena on and she said Joe's very involved. Do you think Nick will be pretty involved?
Yeah. I think there'll be a lot of places where he's like, I don't know. But I do think he will have at least for sure 100% the guest list. He will be so particular about who's coming. He already told me, he's like, I'm excited to ax people and tell them they can't come. I'm like, okay.
I feel like Nick will be a good groomzilla. He'll care for the important things and he'll definitely like take a firm stance on it, I feel like.
A groomzilla. He 100% will be, yeah.
But do you see yourself being a bridezilla at all?
No, I mean, I guess not really. I'm a pretty chill person. And I guess if it just, but I also feel like I'm a Virgo. I am a Virgo. And so I just feel like I'm a Virgo sometimes. no, but I do have a way that I like things. So I maybe in that aspect of like how, I don't know, table settings look, who gives a fuck, but I feel like I could be particular about stuff like that. But
I think that's good though, because that's how I've been. I'm very decisive and I'm like, this is what I want. And I think it makes it a lot easier. Not necessarily like bridezilla-esque, just like it gets done quicker and how you want. Maybe that is a bridezilla. Maybe I'm a bridezilla. I don't know.
You're not a bridezilla. My biggest advice for both of you, having helped plan a wedding and been pretty involved, is that just make sure that you... do what you want to do. Don't be afraid to ask people not only for help, but like a good example that we always say is Ashley and I, we were a little bit of bride, I guess, and groomzillas, but like the band was wonderful and they really catered to us, which was great because we gave them a set list and we said, hey, listen, we would love for you guys to play at our wedding, but these are the songs that we want played within like the hour and a half. And if you could do it, great. And if you can't, then thank you so much, but we're going to go with somebody else. And they were like, yeah, no problem. We'll learn them. We're good to go. And it was great because it was all the music we wanted to hear. And music obviously plays a big factor into it. And so just like stuff like that, like we asked, you know, a lot of these people, especially for you guys, I mean, all these vendors are going to cater to you. So it's like, you know, what you guys want, they're going to want to make sure that they do to the best of their ability. So that would be my advice, because I feel like so many people kind of, sacrifice some of the things that they want because, like, you know, I don't know. That's my best advice. I don't know if I said that properly, but there we go.
No, that makes sense. No, that definitely makes sense. We were at a Miranda Kerr event and she was like, I'll give you one piece of advice for wedding planning. And she was like, go smaller and only worry about yourselves. She was like, be in the moment with each other. Like, don't worry about, oh, we need to go say hello to them. We need to say hi to them. We need to, she's like, don't even worry about that. Like, just be in the moment with each other. And so that's why I feel like we definitely might go smaller and just, I don't know, not worry about it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for you guys to go small though, because like you said, it's going to add up so freaking fast because you obviously need to invite your entire family. You come from the South, so you have a lot of people, I feel like, to get together. And then Nick obviously comes from a very big family. And Nick also has his bachelor. So he has his personal friends and family, but he also has bachelor that he's going to invite like a lot of people from. So, man, yeah it's going to be tough for you guys to keep it under 100.
He's got his like before bachelor life, after bachelor life.
Yeah.
And all of my family's in the South, so I can't not invite people who live in the state, you know.
I mean, you guys had probably what I'd say, I guess 50 people at your engagement party. I don't know if that's a good
one. Probably, yeah.
So think of it. So that was just your engagement party. So you can only double that. There's no.
And that was just my mom. Like none of my siblings came.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for like a date for the wedding yet? Or is that still being considered?
It's still kind of being considered. I would love a fall wedding, I think, just because if it is going to be in the South, it's like the prettiest time. And like mosquitoes are kind of gone, you know, got to worry about that type of stuff. Gnats aren't out. So I think fall for sure. But if we end up doing it somewhere else, like if we do it in California, then it's like the weather is nice. I mean, not including now, but the weather's typically nice all year round. So I don't know. But
Have you gotten a wedding planner yet?
No.
Okay. That was the first thing I did because I got so overwhelmed. I was like, there's so much that I don't know. Like you have your Pinterest all pinned and everything. And then you're like, oh, there's so many logistics. So yeah, that was the first thing I did. And it helped a lot.
How soon in did you get one?
Well, I really like to plan. This is like, I've really enjoyed this. So the second we got engaged, I started looking at wedding dresses and then I hired the wedding planner like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to catch up.
Kaylin's most excited about planning the wedding instead of actually getting married. She just wants to plan a party. I'm fine with it.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm excited to marry you and get and live in Denver, Colorado or Aspen if we can afford there? It. Hopefully.
Ooh. Nah. We're going there next week.
To Denver?
To Denver.
My brother is in a strongman competition, so we're gonna watch him. Yeah,
that's fun.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch the crap out of those strongman competition.
They're nuts.
Metric's World's Strongest Man. I used to watch every single week, and yeah, they're nuts. They're incredibly strong. So good luck to you, brother. That's gonna be awesome.
I know, it's crazy.
If you guys do a fall wedding, if that's what you end up going with in the South at your family farm. Would you try and turn it around quickly for this coming fall or would you wait until next fall?
That's the thing. Next fall feels so far away that it's like, we can totally do it this year. But then you think about everything you have to plan and get together and then it's save the date. I feel like save the date should have been sent out a month ago. So like now I don't know. It'll probably most likely be next fall, but which is sad.
Yeah. Like it just gives you more time to prep.
Speaking, like it's just hard to, I mean, I guess, girls in the South, they're together when 4 months or something. So I could probably do it if I really put my head
to it. True.
Well, I remember Nick saying he wanted a fast engagement.
I know. We both do. But maybe since we're going to go smaller, it might be easier to plan. I need to get a wedding planner. I need to talk to someone because Nick and
definitely
I
definitely need a wedding plan.
Nothing about the wedding are just like talking about this and we're not helping each other. So.
No, I would agree. A wedding planner is going to be very helpful. I was not down for the idea of a wedding planner at first. We had our friend Troy, and
I think wants yours.
I mean, if he wants Troy, there's nobody better in the world. And plus, Troy he's going to make it so much fun planning, you know, because he really just became a part of our family.
Yeah.
So if you guys, I couldn't recommend a better wedding planner than Troy Williams. But you know, because it is expensive to get a wedding planner and you're like, I remember just being like, Ashley, we can just plan it ourselves. We're fine. Like, I love Troy, but, you know, we should probably save the money and put it into the wedding. And I could not have been more wrong. If we didn't have Troy, we would have been, one, it wouldn't have been as enjoyable. And two, it just wouldn't have been nearly as memorable as it was. Because there's so many logistics, not only leading up, but the day of. Because you don't, like you said, you don't want to worry about those things. Like Miranda gave you good advice. You should not be worrying about anything except you and Nick. And, you know, obviously your mom or anybody else who's very close with you, you want to make sure that they're having a good time. And so like a wedding planner's job is to make sure that they cater to everybody else so you can just focus on yourself and enjoy every aspect of the wedding. Because the day really only is about you two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said your wedding is like the best he's ever been to. So.
Doesn't he end up saving you a bunch of money too? Like you pay however much for the wedding planner and then they end up getting you discounts on other things or something like that?
That's just ours.
No.
It's also like us utilizing, you know, our social and the name recognition as we well should, because anybody who doesn't try to save money, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we're saving as much money as we can and we're still spending way too much of it.
It's gonna be so expensive.
I had a question. I can't remember what it is now.
I've got a question. Fun stuff. Have you tried on any wedding dresses yet?
No, I went to Paris right after we got engaged with some girlfriends, and I was like, this will be so fun to do in Paris, like to try on some wedding dresses. And then it was like 2 days after we got engaged, and it was freezing cold, and I was there for 8 days, and I was like, I need to get home. Like, I miss Nick so much. This was some poorly planned trip. Like, I don't need to be here. And so I didn't do anything. I just wanted to get home. But I've looked at some places in California to go to. So
trying to do that.
Yeah.
I remember what my question was. Are you guys, especially both coming from big families, thinking about having a big family of your own?
Yes, I would love. I tell Nick all the time, I want like a little army. I want a little tribe. And, but my mom has always said, I mean, my mom had four, my dad had seven. So my mom is always like, if you can't fit them in one car, like you're doing, you can't, that's like, you got to stop when you can't fit
them. Well, you're just going to need a big ass car then. That's it.
Like, I'll just drive a school bus. It is fine. but no, I definitely think we're a 3-4 kind of people, maybe. But we'll definitely see how, like, I don't know how I carry children. I don't know.
No, of course. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw Ashley go through hers. So.
I know, but we're going to try for another kid as well. And so that says a lot about Ashley, because she's the one who has to carry, and she threw up for 7 months. And, you know, it's so funny that we talk about pregnancy, because pregnancy is so difficult. And then you have the kid, and then you're like, oh, okay, now not only did I just get through 9 months of having my body just do things I never thought were possible, and having an awful time most of the time, hopefully, you know, you don't go through that. But then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now I have to raise a child. I give all the credit the world to women. Men, Dean, we're lucky. Yep, we're the lucky ones, I'd say.
I'm still bummed I'll never get to experience childbirth. I think it's got to be one of the best things a person can experience in a lifetime.
You want to grow a little baby inside your belly?
I think there is probably nothing. I'm an adrenaline junkie, and I like doing things like that. I think there's probably no more satisfying adrenaline rush than having a baby.
What do you mean? Like going into labor or having the baby grow inside of you?
Particularly the delivery portion of it. The growth process probably sucks, but I'm just saying that it's like one of the, it essentially is like the cornerstone for life itself. And so for a girl to be able to have that experience, you know, it's painful. It sucks a lot of the time. But with hindsight, I'm sure it's probably one of the most magical experiences you could ever experience. Mm. And as a guy, I'll never get to experience that. It kind of sucks.
That's true. Maybe one day they'll make it possible for you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. We could only be so lucky. So, Kaylin, if you and Dean ever have the wonderful privilege of having children one day, hopefully Dean is not in your face when you're in the delivery room saying, do you know how lucky you are right
now? You're so lucky.
Did you experience this? Do you understand how lucky you are?
Explain it to me.
What am I feeling right now? I'm saying, man, I know it's probably not the right thing to say, but I'm telling you guys are lucky to be able to have kids. That's all I'm saying. Have you guys ever seen, there's that, it's like a little cartoon clip of, they've developed a new technology that you can transfer the pain from the mom to the dad when they're giving birth. No. Have you guys ever seen that? Oh, no, that's stupid. But I won't explain it then if no one's ever seen it.
Wait, but there is a thing where you can like strap on to your body to emulate contractions. So while I'm giving birth, you should strap that to your abdomen.
Yes. Right. Okay. I'll do that. Well, that's essentially what the cartoon is. It's like the doctor's like, there's an experimental procedure where you can transfer the pain to the father of the baby. And they're like, all right, let's do it. Transfer 50% of the pain. And the dad's like sitting there like, hey, you know what? This actually isn't so bad. You know, turn it up to 75%. And turns up to 75%. And the dad's sitting there. He's like, oh, you know, this isn't bad at all. And then he gets a call from his best friend. And he goes, dude, I'm having the worst pain of my life right now. I have no idea what's going on. And he looks at the doctor and he goes, turn it up to 100. That's a stupid joke. But if I could do it, Kaylin, I would. I want to be there with you the whole time.
No, I think this is great. Then we can be in pain together and
See, you'll be more connected than ever.
Exactly. I think this is great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're still so far away from having children, so I guess. Yeah.
In 10 more years.
Yeah, 10 more years. Well, yeah, what's your timeline for kids, do you think, Natalie?
You know, hopefully. Tomorrow. Right now.
Tomorrow. Yep, start practicing soon.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, I don't know, maybe that's an inappropriate question to ask, but like, let's say now that you guys are engaged, is there like any, because I think Kaylin and I have talked about this before, like a pre-wedding child, you know, like what would you do in that case?
I'm definitely not against that. I feel like now, I mean, I always just wanted some sort of commitment of spending our lives together. Mm-hmm. So whether it's being engaged or being married, like, I don't really care which happens first. I think it could be fun to have a bit your firstborn at your wedding, or you know, I don't know. I could be down with that. I don't think we're definitely not trying. So who knows?
Okay. So you guys are sexually active. Very nice.
Yes.
Very
cool. Nice.
Yeah. Dude, that's dope.
Yeah.
If that's not the best news I've heard all day, I don't know what is.
Yeah, we're sexually active. I don't know.
I would like the conception to happen right after this podcast, but
I will call.
You know,
him.
I guess it's yeah, call him
and then him yeah, make sure yeah you give credit to your firstborn. Give credit to help. We suck at being newlyweds.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. It will be named that.
Yeah, because I'm curious, you know, and it's a conversation that I'm sure you guys have had because, you know, Nick is in his early 40s. I mean, he's 27 at heart and he looks 27. But if you guys do have multiple kids, you know, I'm sure he wants to be young enough to be able to experience things with them. So, because that's a factor totally, you know, we always talk about women's age, but like, you know, men's age too. So I'm sure that you guys want to start trying sooner rather than later, especially if you're thinking about having like 3 or 4 kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I was born to be a mother. So I like, I truly, I, that's all I want in life. So whenever it happens, I will be so happy.
Nice. And you're still young, right? You're like 25?
24.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You got your prime baby prime age.
Yeah. So that could happen after this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Very nice. Very nice.
The whole baby, I understand like the risk factors of as you get older and being pregnant as a woman. But like one of my neighbors in Las Vegas is 36 and she's like the healthiest person I know. And not that I know her that well, but she's like, yeah, the doctors say that I'm a geriatric pregnancy, high risk of this, this, and this. And I'm like, I'm 36 years old. It's not even that old, you know? So I think it's crazy. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Ashley's going through the same thing right now because we're going to start like really, I mean, not that like very similar where it's like, we don't not try, but we're not trying, you know? So, cause it took us about 7 months the first time. And, you know, Ashley would, I think technically be I always forget how to say it.
Geriatric
pregnancy, which is insane. She's only 35, but 35 apparently is when it can start happening. So it's like, you know, it's your chances just go up to have more issues. And it's like, good God, it's crazy. So anyway.
Well, at least you got 10 years, Natalie, to not be geriatric. Yeah, that's a long time, man. Well, hey, we're so happy for you. We're excited for you guys. What else? Is there anything else you want to ask Natalie before we say goodbye?
So you guys are living in California. I know we're wrapping up the podcast soon. So are you guys staying in California? I know you might have the wedding down south near your family, but do you guys see yourself staying in California for quite some time? And then also, if you could tell our audience a little bit of what you do for work, because it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I do think we'll probably stay in California. This is just where his career is. And, you know, with what I do, I am able to work from anywhere. So I think we'll probably stay here. We love this house. I don't think we'll ever sell this house. If anything, once we start having children, we'll just kind of keep it as an investment property and rent it out or whatnot. But I definitely think we'll stay in California, maybe move to the outskirts and just kind of find a little bit more room somewhere.
Yeah, neighborhoody.
Yeah. You know, I would love to have some chickens. So like somewhere where we can have some chickens would be very fun.
That's random. Why do you want chickens?
Because I love chickens. I love like going, getting your own eggs and just, it's just a very wholesome.
Do you eat chickens?
Yes.
Do you think you'd have to stop eating chickens if you had chickens as pets?
Well, you have them now in Georgia, don't you?
Yeah, we have them. Yeah. No, I don't think it. Oh my gosh. Like, vegetarian's gonna come after me.
No, I know. The reason I asked is because I love bacon. I love ham. And there is a friend, I forget who it even was, but they have a pet pig. And this pig is adorable. And apparently pigs have the intelligence of a 3-year-old. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like so I don't know what to do because
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, that would be harder. Like, yeah, I feel like a pig versus like a chicken, maybe cuteness levels might be a little different, but
yeah, pigs have more personality.
Yeah. You can cuddle a pig. You can't really cuddle a chicken.
No, you don't want to cuddle a chicken. It'll be painful. All right. So you want chickens, fresh
eggs.
My
brother has chickens. He said, okay, so quick story about chickens. My brother has chickens. They got like 12 of them when they were babies, but apparently you can't tell the difference between a chicken and a rooster at a young age. And so you just buy 12 chickens, hope they're all chickens. But if they're roosters, you have to essentially get rid of them and you would kill them and eat them essentially. So he was like terrified to have to do that to some chickens that he couldn't have because the roosters can't make eggs. And so he had 12 chickens and like 4 of them were roosters, which is actually not bad. 66% of them roosters, are chickens. And he like went to go kill the 4 roosters. And he had like, you know, raised these chickens that now for like a couple months and he was so attached to them, he couldn't kill them. So he's just like hiked up into the mountains and set the roosters free into the mountains. Oh,
God, the roosters probably got brutally murdered after that and eaten alive.
He 100% was like, they definitely died that day, but like at least it wasn't by my hand, you know.
Or you could just, or they're thriving out there. Wild.
They could be.
Yeah.
They could be. They really could be.
The rooster's king. They could be running the wild right now. All right. So you want to stay in LA, maybe live out in the outskirts, and then tell us a little bit about what you do for work.
I am a surgical technologist. So I assist surgeons in the operating room, which is pretty crazy. It's just me and the
surgeon. Pretty gnarly.
Operating on someone. I used to do a lot of like full body reconstructive, like car crash, gunshot wounds, crazy stuff in Georgia. And now I'm with a ocular facial plastic surgeon. So it's a lot of like eye work, which is still really cool. It's a lot of like car crashes. People come in with like, we can fix any sort of eye problem. It's not like conjunctivitis or anything like that. Like it's more of the cosmetic part, but the guy I work for is probably the best in the world, and a lot of celebrities come to him. So it's a really cool experience to be in California, but I do miss the trauma of it all, I guess. And
when did you realize that you just blood and all like guts just does not bother you? And you're like, oh, I'm either going to become a serial killer or I can go in the operating room.
Probably. I mean, I never really was around any of that stuff until I got into my clinical rotations, and I passed out once in a labor and delivery room watching a spinal tap in a C-section.
Oh, God.
And I feel like once you pass out, it's like your initiation. You're good to go after that. Everything's just draped off. You don't really see a body. You just see a part, and it's, I don't know. It's not as bad as people think.
All right. That's fair. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm fine with movies. Yeah. And I guess it's different because you're fixing things instead of like, you know, you're not hurting someone, you're helping them. So yeah. I guess maybe my mindset would be different. I don't know. It's pretty intense stuff, though. Good for you. Good for you. We'll stick to podcasting. Well, Natalie, it has been such a joy to have you on the podcast today.
Wow. Snap for Jared.
That one for weeks.
I've been waiting for 3 years to do that. So now I'm just going to hang up. You guys have a good podcast.
See you later.
Natalie, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. And we're very excited to meet Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds via all in about 10 months.
Yes. Thanks for having me. Love you guys.
Of course.
Love you, Nat. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, Natalie. Thank you.
Help I Suck at Being Newlyweds via all. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Help I Suck at Being a Newlywed.
Good job.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, something like that.
We got a great episode coming up. So you know what? Stick around for that, where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.